Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos, and I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for pressing play. It is good to chat with you today. Today, I had a chat to Scotty and actually managed to go into the radio station and talk to him in person, so the sound quality will be better. Hooray! We all get used to this COVID thing. I went into the station and had a chat to him about our self-talk, because I think this is quite important at a foundational level in whatever we're trying to achieve in our lives. It's important how we talk to ourselves, how we treat ourselves. So have a listen to what I said to him, and then I'll chat to you more about it afterwards.
Ruth Amos is with us again this morning. First time in a number of weeks that you've been into the studios, which is nice to see your face again, I've got to say.
It is really nice to be face to face again.
So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about how we speak to ourselves. Do you speak to yourself, Scotty?
Constantly. But see, I grew up when I was younger. You know, people say that if you talk to yourself, you're crazy.
Yeah, I used to.
So I've kind of always been like, should I be talking to myself right now? Because maybe I'm a little crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I talk to myself and I talk to myself out loud. When I'm at home by myself. But I think everyone does. I mean,
and I think we're all a little crazy too, aren't we?
I think we are, actually. Yeah. But yeah, you have that running track in your head. But the thing is, I think that we tend to talk to ourselves in a much crueler way than what we would talk to most other people. I did say to my husband, Moz, we talk to ourselves worse than we talk to our worst enemy. And he's like, I've had some much more horrible things said to me. But we do. We're pretty hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
Like you spill your drink and you're like, oh, such a klutz. I'm so clumsy. Oh, what an idiot. Well, you wouldn't say that to anybody else. Maybe don't say that to anybody else.
But actually, it's interesting because like in the same thing, I've noticed even with our children, some of the stuff they say to each other, I'm like, just be careful the words that come out of your mouth, because they actually do have power. Like, you know, like if you're saying something to somebody, then it can really have an impact on them. And I think the words that we say to ourselves are so similar, aren't they?
Words do have power. They really do. That's exactly right. And so I think, my advice is talk to yourself like you would to a dear friend. You know, if your dear friend spilt their coffee, you're not going to tell them what an idiot they were.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. Don't worry. We can clear that. Easy fix.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll get you another one.
Yeah, for sure. And just even becoming aware of the words that we're using for ourselves, the labels that we're using for ourselves, and trying to replace those with positive messages. I know it feels very, dare I say, American, but I think it's actually important. Like, I don't think we should go over the top, and I don't think we need to tell ourselves things that aren't true. And I really don't believe that if you say I'm a millionaire 5 times every morning that you will be one. But I think there is a power in the words that we speak. And if you can't think of any good words to say to yourself, there are plenty of good words that other people have used or that are in scripture that you can use, that you can repeat to yourself to get yourself in the right frame of mind and to speak that positive stuff over your life.
So. I'm sure I'm going to get this scripture wrong, but isn't there in the verse where it says that the tongue or the mouth is an overflow of the heart?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what, if nothing else, what it's saying is basically what we're thinking about ourselves, you know, like, so, and it's so easy not to be mindful of that. And I think sometimes you can be really mindful and go, wow, like, did I really say that about myself? I think you almost need to be mindful enough to analyze actually what you're saying about yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And like athletes use this too. I have a story about, now I've got to look her up, Courtney Frykes. Frykes? I don't even know how to say her name, but she was the silver medalist in the steeplechase in the last Summer Olympics. And she uses phrases all the time like, expect nothing, achieve everything. She just repeats it over to herself, or let yourself run. They're just little things, but they, you know, if you've got something that you want to achieve, use a phrase, I think the term is affirmation, to get yourself in that right frame of mind to achieve what you're wanting to achieve as well. Yeah. But yeah, you're absolutely right. When you listen to what you say to yourself, you realize what you think of yourself. And, you know, God loves us very much. And we need to fall in line with that, I think.
If he thinks this about me, why am I thinking about this myself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And he's got good things to say about us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you don't know them, look them up. They're there in the Bible.
There's plenty of them. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
Thank you, Scott.
See you in a couple of weeks.
So, yeah, I made a comment about sounding too American in that time with Scotty. And the reason why is because I actually think this is something that Australians do particularly badly, and, you know, possibly Americans do a lot better, is that we really, really don't want to come across as over the top in Australia. We don't want to come across as, you know, we have statements like having tickets on ourselves or being up ourselves or whatever. Like, we want to, you know, make sure that we're down with the rest of everybody and not being one of the tall poppies. And humility is a wonderful thing, but humility is really knowing yourself as you are, neither better nor worse than you actually are. So, you know, maybe the first step towards positive self-talk or good self-talk is to have an accurate appraisal of yourself, your strengths and your weaknesses, and to be able to look at yourself as you are. But I think in Australia especially, what we tend to do is put ourselves down all the time, just in case we might look like we're thinking of ourselves as better than we are. And, you know, that's not actually a helpful thing. It stops us from trying. It stops us from achieving what we could achieve. It stops us from being who we could be, because we a bit, you know, scared of the what if we look like we think of ourselves more highly than we should. So in an attempt to get that self picture accurate, I think we need to start talking to ourselves a bit more positively. And like, one of the things that I struggle with, I'm a writer and I would like to believe that I'm an intelligent, clever, funny writer. I might leave all of those tries in, because look, it's something I'm finding difficult to say. I'm struggling to say it and I'm struggling to believe it. But I am going to keep trying. Other people have said that I'm funny. I actually do know that I'm intelligent, because I have, you know, a certificate from the university that tells me that I am. Oh boy, it's difficult, isn't it? So one of the things, as I said to Scotty, one of the things that I find helpful in this area is to be a friend to myself. Think of myself as a friend. What would I say to a friend? No, you're dull and boring and stupid. No, well, I am around myself all the time. I am with myself all the time. So treating myself like somebody I like to spend time with, and I actually like the things I like. Ah, it sounds silly. It sounds a bit two personalities, but really, being a friend to myself and treating myself like a friend is something that I can do to improve my self-talk. So as I said, if you spill your coffee, well, you know, it's okay. How about if you feel tired? Like, if I feel tired, often it's like, oh, Ruth, you're so lazy, just get up off the couch. But if a friend of mine was saying the same thing, I feel so tired, I would show a little empathy. Oh yeah, it's understandable you feel tired, like you haven't slept well the last couple of nights, and that's okay. Just have a sit on the couch for a few minutes, take a rest, take a nap. The world will cope without you for a few minutes and you can rest, you know, that sort of thing. If you forget the milk when you go shopping, don't beat yourself up about it, but just say, well, that's not the end of the world. We can cope without milk, like we could probably cope without milk full stop, but, you know, we've got some long life. We'll be fine. Don't worry about it. We'll pick some up tomorrow. And thinking of myself as a friend and treating myself as a friend stops me being quite so harsh to myself. And as I said, if you can't think of something nice to say, use someone else's words. So I didn't say all these to Scotty, but I looked up a few positive statements that you could say from other people. And let's start with some quotes from people. So Michelle Obama is a good one. Just a very simple quote from her. Am I good enough? Yes, I am. Brené Brown. I mean, I listened to a book called Rising Stronger: Spiritual Practice from Brené Brown. And one of the statements that she made was that everybody is trying their best. And oh boy, that hit me, because do I believe that I'm trying my best all the time? Well, you know, sometimes I might like to tell myself I'm not, but when I sit down and think about it, yeah, I am. I'm doing the best I can with the amount of sleep I got, the food that I've eaten and whatever else. I am doing my best. And, you know, doing your best is enough. It is. But here's another quote from her as well. Courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. If you're struggling to be courageous, then you can use these words from Brené Brown, you know, show up, let yourself be seen. Let's just show up. Let's just start. As I said in my last podcast, start small, but just start. Just show up. That's great. How about Glenn Close? Your perspective is unique. It's important and it counts. Now that's a statement that's important. Your perspective is unique and it's important and it counts. One of the statements that I repeat to myself, I have actually got a list of statements up on my pin board above my desk that I sometimes look to just check that everything's okay. And this statement was, what I think is important is important. You know, it's important even if it's only important to me. What I think is important is important. Sometimes I need to remind myself of that. I actually wrote these statements out when I was working with my psych and it was great. She just said, what are some things that come from your gut that you can say to yourself? What are your rules for living? And you know, it was hard, but I got them out there. I just said some and she said, yes, and she wrote them all down. And then I looked at them and thought, actually, these are important. Let me read them to you because I think they are important. Well, they're important to me, and what I think is important, isn't it? That's number 7 or something, I think. Anyway, these might be helpful to you, but here we go. I'm allowed to take up space. You know, I'm put here on this earth and I'm allowed to be here. This is, you know, I am actually a person made in the image of God as well, and I'm allowed to take up space. I'm allowed to make mistakes. Oh, perfectionist Ruth here talking to you. I find it difficult to make mistakes. I have a massive fear of failure, but I am allowed to make mistakes. Everybody's allowed to make mistakes. You'd let your best friend make mistakes. I am allowed to. I'm allowed to just be. And to emphasize that one, I take my 15 minutes of quiet time every day and just sit for 15 minutes and just be and don't achieve anything. Oh, you know, huge. I'm allowed to change my mind. You are allowed to change your mind, you know. I'm allowed to think slowly. I actually am a slow thinker, and this is why I like the podcast, because I get a couple of weeks to sit down and think about what I'm going to say slowly and then say it. Okay, I'm allowed to not know what I want. Sometimes I don't know what I want, but that's okay. I'm allowed to not know what I want, think slowly, figure out what's important to me, and then go with it. Yeah. My pace is the right pace. I can't actually work faster than I can work, and so that's just the way it has to be. I can trust my gut. I can relax. And my final one is it's a 10-year plan because I need to remind myself to be patient. Things don't happen overnight. So they're my little phrases that I repeat to myself to help me with my life. So, there you go. There's some thoughts that that I hope are helpful to you as well. I found some scriptures too. You know, I said to Scotty, the Bible's good full of good stuff, and it really is. And even if you're not a Christian and you're not really into scripture, how about this one? Do everything in love. That's 1 Corinthians 16:14. I think that's a beautiful phrase to live by. Do everything in love. That's the whole verse. That's it. But, you know, some others that might be helpful to you if you do know the Lord. There's wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. That's Psalm 27:14. That just might help you to be patient. It might help you to be courageous, and it might help you to just wait and see what's going to happen and not panic about things. Maybe if you feel like God's telling you to do something and it's hard to step out in it, but you're pretty sure this is what God wants you to do, there is this one. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, if you're walking with him, he's going to walk with you. And because he is a big and powerful God, we can relax in that. Or this one. This one's beautiful. Cast all your care on him because he cares for you. So there's some scriptures that you might find helpful to repeat to yourself. I think that God's words are much better than mine and better than every famous person that I quoted as well. And I just think they're really helpful words to have rolling around in your brain instead of the other words that we can maybe be saying to ourselves all the time. I know that some people find it really helpful to write those words out on sticky notes and stick them all around their house, or, you know, write them in marker on the mirror or things like that. So you might find that helpful as well. Another point that I've got here is to remind yourself of what you want to be and what you want to grow into, because I think we're quite happy to tell ourselves negative stories, but not positive stories. Like, we can drive into town and repeat ad nauseum, I'm not going to make it, I'm going to be late, I'm not going to make it, I'm going to be late, I'm not going to make it, I'm going to be late. That's very negative. And instead, you can tell yourself a positive story. I'll get there in time, and if I don't, I'll cope. And whoever I'm meeting will also cope, but I'll probably get there in time. I mean, I can probably make it, or I might be only 5 minutes late, and everyone's going to cope with that. And you can tell yourself that much happier story. We can happily say, I'm always late, but we can't somehow say, I'm organized and I'm going to be on time. Like, we can say, I'm always something negative, even if, you know, 4 out of 5 times we manage the positive. So why can't we say, I'm always something positive, when we know that it happens 4 times out of 5? Why do we let one negative thought outweigh 4 positives? And in fact, that happens with all our self-talk as well. I remember getting student evaluations of my work, and the negative evaluations just hit so much harder than the positive evaluations. And in the end, I had to rearrange the way I read the document. So I read all the negatives first, and then I read the positives afterwards so that they stuck in my mind a little bit more. That negative to positive impact on our lives is something that we need to take into account. So you're not going to get things out of perspective if you tell yourself positive ones whenever you're conscious of what you're saying to yourself. That positive story, we need several of those to outweigh the negative story. So you just, you know, don't worry about the fact that you're going to get a big head or whatever. Just go for it. Tell yourself something positive, and something that's positive and true, that you can repeat to yourself. I know it's difficult to say I'm peaceful if at that moment you're absolutely anxious and tied up in knots and not peaceful. But there may be something that you can say that is positive and also true. Like, I am going to cope with this. I am going to cope with this. I am. And saying that positive thing is going to help you to cope with it. So, yeah, finding something positive and true. Speaking truth in love to yourself. And labels I want to talk about as well. So negative labels are very easy to use. You may have put them on yourself. Someone else may have put them on you. You may feel that you've been labeled since a child something negative, clumsy or lazy or whatever it is, that you've had a label. And I have to say, sometimes labels can be helpful. Like, if you are, you know, my age, which is middle-aged, and you finally get diagnosed as having ADHD, that label may explain so much of your life that suddenly everything falls into place and makes sense and it's helpful. But even those helpful labels, you want to say to yourself, I am more than this. I am not just ADHD. ADHD, yes, explains a lot. And now let's think about other things that are good about me. So giving yourself a label, a negative label, is very easy to fall into. And giving yourself a positive label, you know, well, I'm creative, I'm intelligent, I'm a go-getter, much more difficult, but shouldn't be. And I think we can find positive, true things about ourselves and rewrite our labels with positive ones. It takes a while to rewrite long-term pathways in your brain, but you can do it. You can remind yourself of who you are, or you can talk about who you want to be and use those words and grow into them. And I also want to talk about compliments, because you might find it even difficult to accept anything positive from someone talking to you. You know, oh man, you look good today. Oh, no. I don't. No, I'm fine. No, I'm not. You know, it's seen maybe as a way of brushing off, or again, not having a big head. But no, actually accepting a compliment and accepting it with gratitude
and humility is a lovely thing to do. It's like somebody gives you a gift and then you throw it in the rubbish. I mean, you wouldn't want to do that, especially not if it was chocolate. Like, you really want to take it and say thank you and then maybe share it with them. So I think if someone's giving you a compliment, appropriate behavior is to say thank you so much for that gift you've given me, and maybe give them one in return. But just to be able to accept a compliment is a blessing to the person who's giving it to you. And I've always said, I've said for a long, long time, don't wait until somebody is dead and you're talking at their funeral to say something nice about them. If you see something about somebody else that you appreciate and that you want to affirm, affirm it. Write to them. Tell them, man, I just love the way you keep your house. It's beautiful. You are such a homemaker. It makes things look lovely. Or, hey, I noticed your beautiful singing voice the other day and it really blessed me. Or, goodness me, you are so good with those reports at work. They just look great and they're so clear. You know, anything. I noticed the way you cared for others. It just means a lot to me how you look after others. Your hair looks nice. Anything. Anything. You know, giving those positive words to others is such a gift. And whether they are able to accept it and say thank you with humility or not, I think it's just a wonderful way to speak into people's lives. Now, I'm a words of encouragement person, and words of encouragement is pretty much my top love language, and you probably noticed that by the end of this podcast. But I just think even if words of encouragement isn't your top love language, the words we use have power. They do speak massively. And again, as Scotty said, that scripture, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's one. I'm pretty sure that's from Proverbs. And James, in his epistle, also talks about the tongue being unruly and very difficult to control and like a fire. It just, you know, the words we speak really, really do have power. And I think it's up to us to think about how to use them positively. I think you can speak to yourself in a loving and kind and positive way. And I think you can because you are a good, kind, creative, precious human. And I am too. And so I hope that as we go on, we can speak to each other and speak to ourselves in a way that really reinforces the good and helps the good come out of our heart. And, you know, plants good in our heart so that out of that good stuff, good can come out for ourselves and for other people. Last podcast, I asked people to tell me the little things that they were starting on. And I got a couple of responses back and two that I can remember. One is somebody who's starting a new blog, and I think that's fantastic and excellent fun. And someone else who was starting a walking habit, so walking the dog for a short time, and then they were going to increase that time of walking the dog every day until it was where they wanted it to be. And so congratulations, you beautiful people. You're doing well. You've started small. And as always, I would love to hear from you, any feedback that you have on what I have to say in the podcast or in my blog. So you can write to me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, or you can tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog. And I just, yeah, look forward to hearing from you, any positive words that you have or how this has helped you out. And I will chat to you again next time.